Well, friends, and welcome to day 39 of our Lenten journey with St. Alphonsus. So every day for the last 39 days, we've been reflecting upon his sermons.
Do we look tired? I think just in general, we are tired.
And it's been a really great experience.
It has.
Yeah. So thank you so much for watching. Thank you also to our Patreon team. You guys have allowed us to make all these videos free for the world. And that's really a big mission for Janelle and I, is we want to keep all our content free. And our Patreon team allows us to do that. And if you would like to support our mission in doing this, we'd be very, very grateful, because we believe the world needs to hear about the beauty of our Catholic faith. So if you're interested in supporting us that way, there will be a link right up there in the description below, also in the email if you get this by email. So today, St. Alphonsus has some beautiful words for us. Janelle?
Well, he's really diving into, you know, the passion of Jesus. As we approach the passion, the Triduum, he's really getting descriptive about the suffering, especially the suffering that Mary went through. As soon as our agonizing Redeemer had reached the Mount of Calvary, the executioners stripped him of his clothes and, piercing his hands and feet, not with sharp but with blunt nails, as St. Bernard says, to torment him more, they fastened him on the cross. Having crucified him, they planted the cross and thus led him to die. The executioners left him, but not so Mary. She then drew nearer to the cross to be present at his death. I did not leave him, the Blessed Virgin said to St. Bridget, but stood nearer to the cross. I just feel like in the last couple of years, I don't know, God's just really kind of placed it on my heart to just dive into a lot more into his passion. There's a set of prayers that Jesus revealed to St. Bridget to help her meditate on his passion. And basically what a person does is that we pray these prayers for an entire year. I was able to do that.
Link right up there.
And then in September, Ken and I decided to do a novena to Our Lady of Sorrows. And that was really beautiful to reflect on, you know, what a lot of the mystics said about Our Lady and how she revealed to them a lot of the suffering that she went through. And then now again, St. Alphonsus talks a lot about how Our Lady, she did not run away from the suffering. You know, I just feel like our modern society is like, we are running, we are fleeing from anything, any discomfort, even waiting. We're all about instant, now, no suffering, no pain, no discomfort. Whereas Our Lady ran to that. She ran to Jesus at the foot of the cross. When a mother is obliged to witness such a scene, she procures all possible relief for her child. She arranges his bed that he may be more at ease. She administers consolation to him. And thus the poor mother soothes her own grief. Ah, most afflicted of all mothers. O Mary, thou hadst to witness the agony of thy dying Jesus, but thou couldst administer him no relief. Mary heard her son exclaim, I thirst, but she could not give him even a drop of water to refresh him in that great thirst. She could only say, as St. Vincent Ferrer remarks, my son, I have only the water of tears. Oh, I can't even talk about that. Like, I just think of, as a mother, like, you would want to comfort your child. And it actually reminded me a little bit of my sister. This past year, she went through a lot of medical challenges with her son. He ended up having a multivisceral transplant. And I remember going to visit them in the hospital, and he was not able to eat anything, but they were able to give him a little bit of water on a sponge. And it just reminded me right away of, like, Jesus on the cross. But even Our Lady, she wasn't even able to give him that basic need.
There stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. So it's just a little simple sentence that captured my attention. And today in mental prayer, I just let my mind and heart sit with that. So I saw Our Lady just standing. She did not fight the executioners. She did not resist the executioners and resist what was happening. She did not despair in her circumstance, but she consented to her circumstance because it was the divine will of God. And she accepted it. And I think, how often do I fight? I resist and sometimes despair, sometimes in situations that don't go my way. Think about the crucifixion of COVID. You know, our crucifixion in this circumstance. I can have all sorts of opinions on this topic, friends, and I have many, and I have resisted sharing them publicly. And I think I will continue to do so to some degree. Because this is what Our Lady did. She didn't stand at that cross and offer her opinion on the matter of her son's crucifixion. She just accepted what was happening. And I'm not saying that we always should accept, because I think we should fight against injustice. But I'm choosing, I think, to just hold my tongue on certain things because I think Our Lady did. She accepted what was happening, and that's my challenge. I tend not to accept. I want to fight. I want to rise up. There's something within me that wants to do that, and God has allowed what He has allowed in His divine providence. It's uncomfortable. Many of the things that are happening in our life regarding COVID, the restrictions, the masking, the poking thing, we're not allowed to say that or else we get censored. Part of me, I struggle with this. And so I want to respond like Our Lady, to accept this crucifixion as allowed by the divine plan of God. Does that make sense? Anyways, this is just what has come to me in my prayer today. And I just thought I'd share it with you because this is how I identified with Our Lady who just stood beside the crucifixion.
Mm-hmm. And you know, even with Our Lady, there's a time to speak. There's a time to just be present. There's a time to mourn. There's a time, you know, for everything.
And you know, some people will say, well, why don't you say more about the pokey thing? Sometimes opinions are just that. It's just an opinion. But Our Lady stood by Jesus. What does it mean to stand by Jesus? I feel for us to stand by Jesus is to bring people to Jesus. Here Jesus is. To sometimes withhold our opinion on certain matters and say, here is Jesus. Mm-hmm. Here is Jesus. Because you can't go wrong by standing with Mary where Jesus is. So with that, friends, you can pray along with us. Rosary right up there. We'll see you tomorrow.